Hey everyone, welcome to the 34th episode of the Bully Food Challenge. This one is called Go First, and we talked about it last week. You show your worth to everyone, including you, when you put yourself first. And in this episode, we're going to talk about that you come first and you go first. That's the point of this week's lesson and what we'll be talking about after our big warm welcome. I'm Kelly Sorg, your host. I've been doing this podcast for the last 6 months to help anybody who is dealing with the issue of bullying in their life by examining the typical patterns of bullying and how to work around them and navigate yourself through them. So because I am not, well, at least I'm not sure that I'm any of your personal teacher in person. So I can't give you individualized instruction unless I'm with you. So I ask that you sit down with a trusted adult who can look at the patterns, look at the lessons that we're talking about in these episodes and help you apply them to your own situation for the best outcomes. To help you figure out how you want to work through it, which episodes make sense for you and which ones are interesting but don't really apply. So without any more about that, in general, when it comes to putting yourself first, we've got to consider two things. There's coming first and going first, okay? Coming first, it happens in your own mind. It means choosing yourself. It means prioritizing your own needs and meeting your own needs. It comes from a place inside you, and it's where you commit to meet your own needs as much as possible. It's prioritizing yourself, your own goals, preferences, feelings, opportunities, interests, options. It's all of the things that would matter to you most put to the forefront in your own mind before what anybody else would consider what matters to them for you, okay? So coming first ensures that you know your own path and that you're going to follow it. It requires a deep level of self-reflection and an inner knowing so that you can decide what matters most and be able to apply that, be able to use that as your roadmap or your, what's the word I'm looking for? Your landmarks along the way, okay? All the things that matter to you most are what you're going to be going toward. And it requires you to look deeply inside to figure out how you're going to, you know, what you're going to place the most importance on for you. You've got to believe you know what's best for yourself to be able to put yourself first, either on the inside or on the outside. You've got to know what's best for yourself and believe that, and also believe you're worth it. And the key here on the inside, the inner work here, and the key to it is to put whatever's best for you ahead of what others might think is best for you or what they might prefer or choose for you, okay? It doesn't mean you disregard others' needs or wishes for themselves. You still respect other people's needs and wishes and preferences for what they need or what they want. You certainly want to cooperate with other people and respect them in that way. It's just that you count yourself in and factor in what matters most to you also right from the start, and that you would never... Or you would carefully consider whether you would let someone else's preferences get in the way of your own or what's best for you or what your needs are. And you have to choose between what matters to you sometimes and what matters to someone else. And in most cases, you would choose yourself as the default because you know yourself best. But occasionally, with careful consideration, you might decide to go along with someone else's preference about what you will do. It could be a parent's advice about what they'd like to see you do. It might be that they've given you a direction that you have to follow. And it may not be your first choice, but they are doing it in your best interest. And so it's how much that it matters to the other person is a consideration you would make. So it might be your parents saying, you must follow this direction because it matters very much to us that you would be most successful in your life, and we have the wisdom to be able to guide you in that way. Or it might be how much the person who is making that request or demand, how much they matter to you. So obviously your elders who are helping to take care of you would matter a lot to you. Sometimes it might be a friend who matters a lot to you, and you'd be willing to put your own needs or wishes aside temporarily in order to go along with what they would want, especially if it's something that matters a lot to them and is not that big of a deal to you. What comes after coming first, or putting, you know, in your mind, putting yourself first, is going first. And what I mean by going first is taking whatever matters to you on the inside and bringing it out to the forefront into reality. Or in other words, it's showing what matters to you on the outside for everyone to see, you know, out in the reality, out in real life. And you do this by stepping up with actions, or showing you have a sense of right versus wrong, or too little or too much. It's about setting boundaries around time or space. Maybe you need some distance, or you need some personal space, or just a capacity to work along with others. So maybe you just, you know, can cooperate to a certain point, and then at that point you have to either work solo, or you have to get your own way. You've gone past your ability to cooperate to the point where you need to get your own way on certain things. It's setting limits. It's setting your own pace. It's setting the direction, and it's you putting things in motion. Going first is what gives you the best shot at achieving your desires most often, because it's stepping up at the moment that you know is right for you to get what matters most going in your life, instead of sitting back and letting someone else take action that kind of affects you, but maybe isn't what you would have preferred if you had been the one to take leadership. And it requires self-determination to follow what you know on the inside to be what matters most. And it also requires a willingness to risk rejection, because sometimes what you want or what you do is going to make sense to you, but not necessarily to others. And occasionally people will disagree or not like the idea or the action that you took, and you're going to have to stand up for what you believe or what you choose to do, even if someone else sees it differently or disagrees, or argues that you're doing against what they would want. And, you know, you have to come to some kind of compromise or maybe have a conflict and resolve it. So to do all this, you've got to believe in yourself, and you've even more got to believe in the power of your own vulnerabilities. If you are willing to put yourself out there and show the true, real you, then that means you're going to be able to take actions toward your real goals and what matters most, and meet your own needs, even when other people might go a different direction. And when you practice this more and more, you will find, just with other instances of practicing vulnerability and finding that you are maybe showing something about yourself, and it might feel that you are exposed in a certain way, or maybe it's embarrassing, or you're concerned at what others might think, but then you find that by showing what you truly are, people see you as brave, they see you as strong, because you have conviction in what you think is right, and you believe in it so much you're willing to let anyone know that. And so the key here is to do these things before others do them, okay? Whatever it is that you need to meet your own needs, that you would set the boundary first. You would say what's important first. You would announce your opinion first. You would put things in motion in a certain direction before other people did. That's the whole point. And setting the tone or pace or direction instead of waiting for others to do so is going to result in you getting first dibs on things or being successful toward your goals more often than not. Now that you know the details of what it takes to put yourself first, we need to relate this to how it has anything to do with bullying or being bullied. Bullies count on targets. They count on their targets to step aside or to put themselves last and to follow along versus be a leader. And of course, doing what the bully expects is always going to be bully food. And I'll tell you what they won't expect, what they would never expect, is for you to know exactly what you want and to fearlessly go after it before they even get the chance. So I want to give you some specific examples so you know what I mean by going first. But remember that going first comes from the inner knowing of putting yourself first, of coming first in your own mind, of being number one in your own mind, and then acting as you are number one out for everyone else to see and experience as they interact with you. Okay, so here are some examples of going first when it comes to a bully or anyone else for that matter. Speaking first and then walking away first, all right? Now, I want you to keep in mind, the more you feel the need to meet your own needs and take a stand, the more you're going to do this going first thing. And sometimes this is going to be with friends, but you are more likely to cooperate with friends because you want to see them go first sometimes as well. You want to see what their ideas are. You want to help meet their needs or go along with their plans so that they have fun. But with a bully, you don't. You don't want to follow their path. You don't want to be in a reaction mode. You don't want to be going through their pattern because their pattern is bully food. They are trying to get your power from you. And the only ways that you get out of that is by reversing those patterns. And so going first is what they do. We talked about that in the last episode. They are willing to take the initiative on their own goals, their own plan, their own wishes, right? And you have to be too. So this is really part two to the idea that you speak their language. Last week, we talked about speaking their language with body language and with nonverbal signals. This is where you're acting like the bully would act. You're doing as they would do, but not. I don't mean that you're going around being mean to other kids and trying to get power, knock people down so you feel tall. I don't mean that. I mean, you're putting yourself ahead just as they would do, just as that bully would do when it comes to you, right? So here are your examples. I'm going to go back through this. Speak first to the bully and then walk away first. Or make eye contact with them and then be the first to break it. You look away to the side. You never look down or in any other really direction. You just look away. Just make your eyes go to the side, either direction, it doesn't matter. You can even look at something else that's away from them, but just don't look down at the floor, down at your hands or something. You look to the side before they look away. Another way to go first is to set limits and boundaries before or as soon as any violation occurs, okay? So when a bully does something that bothers you, uses your stuff without asking, steps on your book bag as they're walking past your desk, maybe does something a little bit physically threatening or starts to talk about something that's embarrassing to you, whatever it is, you could, you know, the format of this boundary setting is I want to help, but not like this. That's how you set any boundary with anybody. I want to help with this project, but not if others are going to take all the fun parts and I'm left with all the difficult work. Okay. But with a bully, you know, you kind of want to change it up to be something like, I want to walk away and forget you exist, but not if you're going to sling insults at me, or not if you're going to touch my stuff without asking, or not if you're going to continue making those rude comments, whatever it is. I want to keep the peace with you, but not if you're going to be a jerk. Whatever it is, that's a way to set a boundary. And if you do that first or right after they've done something unpleasant, then you are going first in setting the tone, right? Another thing you can do first is announce opinions and demands. Be the first to do that. You judge something. You are annoyed by something. You think something's ridiculous, whatever. And also, demands would be like move or stop using my stuff or get out of my way. Those are quick ways to tell somebody exactly what you expect and to be the one who's doing it first. This key is to always go before they go, because if they go first, you're reacting to them. But if you go first, they're reacting to you. Another thing is acting on your intentions or preferences instead of reacting to theirs. So they might do something and you could fall into the trap of reacting, but we've talked about this before. You can also just go ahead and act on your own intentions and your own desires and preferences, and that will be more likely to pull them down your path versus you heading down theirs, which is their path is always a path to being bullied more and more and having the pattern go over and over again. Okay, so you can take the first step toward confronting them. And I use the language pattern of saying a clarifying question. So you would say to them, hey, when you say this, are you really trying to say this other thing? Or do you really mean that? So, you know, they could say, your t-shirt is stupid. And you could say, well, when you say my t-shirt is stupid, are you really saying that you think I should follow your fashion advice? Because guess what? I'm not going to. You can take the first chance at an opportunity or an offer. This is putting yourself first in a positive way, which is, let's say the teacher offers anyone a prize for doing something, or offers extra help to somebody, or a better seat, or some kind of reward for whatever. If you take that teacher up on it, not every single time, because remember, a lot of the kids in there are your friends or kind of an acquaintance who is neutral, and you wouldn't want to always be taking from them in order to always, you know, get the best things for yourself, because that's not viewed nicely. But when it comes to a bully, if you can take that prize out from under them or take that help out from under them, that is that is showing that you put yourself before you put anything that they would do or think. You can also invite yourself along with the intention of adding fun to everybody else's experience, but don't wait for someone else to include you. I made this mistake many times in my childhood thinking, well, you know, they don't want me unless they invite me. And it's really important that I respect everybody and don't just invite myself or include myself. I have to wait to be included. No, you can suggest that you'd like to do that thing and that you'd be happy to come along, or that you're free and you think it'd be fun to go too. And if you say it and mean it in a fun way where you're offering to make it a better time with everybody else by being there and being your best, you know, being at your best, that is not taking anything. That is just offering to make it a bigger party and have it be more fun. You can interrupt the bully with a new point or change of topic. And this is doubly going first, because not only, you know, as you end the previous topic first, you're also choosing the next topic before they can, so that you control the conversation. You can spotlight their behavior by asking questions like, are you saying that to try to make me look bad? Because it's not working, so stop. You know, are you doing that to try to make me feel silly or feel ashamed? It's not working. Stop. That kind of thing is when you highlight their behavior by asking that kind of spotlighting question, it points out how ridiculous and rude they are. And you could even say, are you saying that to make me feel stupid? You're just making yourself look mean. You might as well stop now. And then that's also giving them an order, which is another thing you can do first, which is tell them what to do, make demands, or give orders. And you want to, whenever you tell someone what to do or make demands, you want to do it in a positive, short, and sweet way. So instead of saying, leave me alone, or please don't do that, you say, move, or stop it. And I hope you can see that the first two sound more like requests than demands, which is because they are more wordy and therefore they're less direct. The shorter and sweeter you can make it, the more direct it will be. And when you say, don't use my stuff without asking, all you're really sending the message of is use stuff without asking. Okay. But if you say, stop using my stuff, that's better. Or you could say, you need to ask to use my stuff, and I'll probably say no, so don't even bother. When you use positive statements, you highlight the thing you want to highlight. When you say don't do something, you're essentially saying go ahead and keep doing it on some level, because deeper down in our minds, we only hear the positive aspect of it. We only hear the part you don't want us to do, which is why as a teacher, I resist every urge to say, don't talk. I would say, instead of saying, don't talk to my students, I would say, stop talking, or I would say, be quiet, because, or be silent, because that's telling them what I want them to do versus what I don't want them to do, and then risking that all they hear is the part I don't want. So this is the main thing that you need to keep in mind when you go first. Before others, you want to go get first dibs. You want to make the best impression. You are doing this because it's obvious you're going to get first dibs on most things that you went after before anybody else had the chance. If you go first and you get there first, you're going to get the thing first, right? That makes sense. But why would this also make a great impression on everybody around you? The reason going first, especially when it comes to a bully or an unpleasant person who is being competitive with you, or being unkind, the reason going first makes a good impression on everyone around you, including yourself, is it shows you know your own mind, that you've thought about what matters to you ahead of time, and you believe you deserve it. You deserve to be successful. And all of this is because you don't second guess yourself. People feel much more confident around somebody who doesn't second guess themselves, because when you second guess yourself, you fill yourself with doubt, and doubt is an unsettling feeling for everyone to have, and people pick it up off of you. It makes everyone around you feel less secure about you and less secure about themselves in relation to you, okay? Bullies target people who doubt themselves. So going first forces you to act in your own best interest and stand behind it. It forces you to be decisive and to take yourself most seriously and believe you've got what it takes to follow through on what's most important to you and how to meet your own needs. And over time, you're going to stop second guessing or doubting yourself and become decisive and become more certain and confident. And others will believe in you more because they see that you believe. So going first is eventually going to lead to you becoming a leader. It could be that you're a quiet leader of your own path. It could be you're a quiet leader to influence others. Or it might mean that you end up being someone who leads in an overt way, you know, for all to see. And you become somebody that people want to follow and influence them in a more obvious way. And going first will reset your mindset for confidence and self-reliance and worthiness, because you will be prioritizing what's important to you and standing behind it no matter what, no matter who gets in your way. Okay, so to review, putting yourself first means you come first and you go first. To come first is a commitment to meeting your own needs instead of allowing others to decide for you. And to go first is to act before others can act. To do what's right for you before anybody else gets there to determine how things are going to go for you, right? And you start out by noticing what you think and feel, believe, and what you want to do about it on the inside. That's the coming first. That's the putting what matters to you most in the forefront. And then you give yourself permission to do it out in front of everybody in reality, to do what's important now without overthinking beforehand and without worrying afterwards. And the more you can do this with the small things first, we always start small. The more you do it, the more you will build the momentum of finding that when you go first from on all the things that matter to you deeply inside, you are not only going to get your way often and show yourself that you are the best person to meet your own needs in many cases, but you will also show others you believe in yourself and that they can believe in you too. And that, you are someone who doesn't second guess and doesn't doubt. And you're someone who can be trusted to stand your ground, and people will be able to, trust that they know who you really are and that you find yourself worthy and that you also find them worthy. So these are all wonderful things that you will start to experience more and more as you start to put yourself first. And I know you'll figure it out as you go and find it works for you just as well as it's worked for me and others. I hope you have a great week getting started on this, and I'll see you next time.